You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
To daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 18th of September 2023. The Australian share market fell today. The S&P ASX 200 down 0.7% to 7,230 on the day, which was Michelle Bullock's first day as Reserve Bank Governor. And central banks are really at the forefront of minds of investors around the world. So for more on that, along with today's market implications and what he thinks about China's economy, I spoke with Raymond Chan. He's the head of Asian Desk at Morgans. Raymond, the share market's taken a bit of a tumble today with tech stocks leading the declines. Why is that?
The tech stock were weak on a report that the Taiwan TSMC had asked its major supplier to delay the delivery of high-end chip-making equipment. Of course, you know, TSMC is one of the biggest chip-makers in the world. That suddenly lead to a bit of skeptical after a good run in a number of U.S. tech company. And this tech sell-off also led to the broader-based sell-off as well, because, you know, we had a good week last week, so it's easy to see a bit of profit-taking on any negative news.
This week is a big one for global central banks. We've got the US Federal Reserve meeting this week. We've got the Bank of England also meeting. Michelle Bullock, the new governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, starts her role as the governor from today. What's the market now feeling about the direction of global interest rates? I mean, are we expecting to hear from these major global central banks that potentially interest rates have peaked, for example?
We are very close to that. That still be, you know, could still be one or two rate high, you know, for most of the central bank. However, the feeling as compared with same time last year, we are certainly toward the end of the tightening. The important point though is, you know, will the central bank hold the interest rate higher for longer? That is yet, you know, that's still debatable. Most central bank, you know, when we hear from the governors, they are all saying they would rather see the interest rate to remain at high level, or at the current level for a longer period of time. However, if we look at the inflation figures all over the world, they are all, peaking out. So, there's a good chance, you know, we may see the end of, rate hike cycle here.
What about China, though? I think there's been a lot of optimism about China over the past week, which flowed through to share markets, particularly here, about a potential inflection point in the nation. We know that the, speaking of central banks, the Chinese central bank has also started injecting some more stimulus as well in terms of lower interest, some lower interest rates there. Do you think China's finally turned a corner?
I think it's close to its inflection point. Only just a few months ago, you know, the market, all the economists are very positive about the reopening of China. That was December last year, or even, you know, January this year. Since then, all the economic figures from China are going downhill, you know, one weaker than the other. The reason we have feel a little bit better this time around is because the August figures come out better than market expected. Yes, there's still some area that lagging. However, the lagging factor is more to do with the, you know, pretty poor weather event in China and also, you know, some of the delays response. But overall, we see a much better trend in China. However, you know, whether does that mean that, you know, the China is going to grow very quickly from here? Probably not the case. However, hopefully from what we are seeing on the month by month figures, the market will start to get a little bit less bearish about China.
Still though, I mean, if you look at the iron ore price, that's been going high over the past few weeks. I'm guessing some of it to do with that positive sentiment coming out of China. Also, the oil price, sure, that's been hit by the cut to supply by OPEC Plus members. But what does it all mean for commodity prices? Is this, you know, slight pickup in what we're seeing in China?
Absolutely. Start with the iron ore. Iron ore is incredibly sensitive to the Chinese economy because China remains the biggest single global buyer of iron ore. So any good news or at least some relief from China will see iron ore price bounce back. If we look at the iron ore price, it has gone up something like 18, almost 20% over the past 4 weeks. And if we look at the port inventory, which I think is very important in China, the iron ore port inventory has gone down from a peak of 145 million tons back in March to today, 113 million tons. So that's a drawdown of inventory, which showing a good level of consumption in China. Most are saying, you know, yes, the Chinese property market is still soft. However, with this drawdown in iron ore inventory, what it means is we think the manufacturing activities actually pick up in China. So yes, on one hand, property is still weak, but on the other hand, the service industry are doing slightly better. The manufacturing industry are doing slightly better. So that even it out. So looks like a gradual and slow recovery from the Chinese economy.
How does that flow through to all of our iron ore producers?
To the iron ore producer, we think that's a good news for us. You know, some of the biggest iron ore players are all listed on ASX. You know, we have BHP, Rio Tinto, Fortescue. On a smaller end, we have the like of, you know, Champion Iron. However, if we look at the iron ore player, they are not the same. Some are lower grade, some are higher grade. As a basket, I think all iron ore player will catch a bit because of the better sentiment. However, among those, I think BHP will do better than the others because they are more diversified, not just on the iron ore. And also in terms of grade, you know, the grade on iron ore are quite good for BHP as well. And remember, BHP has one of the lowest costs. It is one of the lowest cost producer in the world. The iron ore price, yes, it's peaked at $229. As we speak, you know, it's trading around $120 per tons. However, BHP is still making 67% margin on its iron ore. And the iron ore business account for a bit over 50% of BHP business. So I think, you know, BHP as a diversified play should continue to benefit, you know, if iron ore price stay at where we are at the moment.
And we've seen some weakness in the Australian dollar over the past few months. It was a slight pickup with all this good Chinese news coming out as well. What are the implications for the Australian dollar?
Very good question on the Aussie dollars. Over the past, I think, 20 years, there's three things really impact the Aussie dollars. The first thing is the interest rate differential between the US and Australia. Second of all is the commodity price. And number three is the US budget deficit. Now we are seeing better commodity price and the commodity price may continue to go on up a little bit from here. However, we still have the headwind from interest rate differential because the Fed and the RBA cash rate is still almost 1% difference here, not in our favor. And the last but not least, we have the US budget deficit, which likely to actually to improve next year. So out of the three factors, two of it still against us. Our fair value on Aussie dollars against greenback is around 70 cents. We see a bit of, you know, yes, better commodity price, but the upside potential for Aussie is still limited as we speak.
That was Raymond Chan there from Morgans.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.